Hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Getting By, episode 41, for Wednesday, the 9th of November, 2011. My name is Craig Jones, and I'm joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Howdy.
How are you doing Wednesday?
It's Wednesday, middle of the week. Everything just sort of seems to be going slower and slower.
Indeed. Indeed it does. So this is Liberty Wednesday, where we talk about issues pertaining to civil liberties and some other stories, kind of offbeat stories that are not appropriate in the politics show. So why don't we get started? Chemslave, do you have anything you want to start us off with?
Well, our leader, Obama, has this We the People petitions on like White House, and as the a good member of society, I was like, I'll check them out. I voted on a few, like the one, like the legalized marijuana one, one that they want to remove like under God from like the Pledge of Allegiance. Also, one I believe was like something about the repealing Defense of Marriage Act or something like that. And pretty much from what I'm seeing, most of the replies you get after, you know, he's going after X amount of time, he's going to look at them and sort of make a comment. And most of the comments are pretty much non-committal. It's like, yeah, either, yeah, that's in the plans, or we want to do that, or yeah, we're not going to do that because I support that. Like the, like having under God in the, in this, like in the pledge.
Yeah. So what do you think about that issue?
It's one of those things where I'm teetering. Because it's sort of like having the whole under God and God we trust on like on the coins that seem to sort of imply that we're sort of putting our faith in God and not into ourselves. And that sort of to some degree sort of seems un-American, because we're not the ones sort of controlling things. No, it's the powers that be. But we are a country of religious people, of Christians, of Muslims, of Jews, of people of different faiths and non-believers, and sort of it's one of those you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't type of situations.
Well, on that count, I think you're right. There will always be somebody who is unhappy with the situation if you take out In God We Trust or if you leave it in. Now, that being said, this is one of those issues that we frequently deal with in the Liberty segments of our shows, in that we talk about the tyranny of the minority. Because well over 90% of Americans in this country believe in some form of spirituality. Not only that, but this country was founded on a basic set of ideals that, if you look at it from a doctrinal point of view, came from the Judeo-Christian God. Or if you look at it from a historical point of view, this country was founded based on principles supported by religious men. And you cannot turn your back on the traditions of your society. I think a lot of what made America and what still makes America different and great is its willingness to, you know, maintain a certain collective set of principles. And looking at it from that point of view, and from the point of view of history, where, you know, this country was literally founded on the ideas that Judaism and Christianity espoused. I think it's inappropriate to expunge mentions of God from the public. That includes
Article 11. As the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion, as it has in itself no character of enmity against laws, religions, or tranquility of Muslimmen, etc., etc. Signed and sealed at Tripoli of Barbary, the third day of Junad in the year of the Hegira, 1211, corresponding with the fourth day of November, 1796.
Yes, but you'll notice it says a Christian religion and not Christian principles. The America was founded on Christian principles. Our legal system is founded on Judeo-Christian moralistic beliefs. That is indisputable. You need only go to the nearest courthouse and take a look at the laws on the books. And you will see... Excuse me for a second. I'm getting kind of hoarse. I'm sorry about that. Anyway. I'm still kind of... Anyway, okay, I'll soldier on. What you read talks about Christianity as an established church. It does not in any way pertain to the idea that America was not a religious nation. It is not a Christian nation in the sense that it is not a theocracy. And the founders were extraordinarily careful to make sure that that was not the case. But at the same time, damn near close to 100% of the people in the country at the time, and certainly the people that drew up our laws and our system of government, were Judeo-Christian in their beliefs, and lived by those codes, and saw to it that America lived by those codes as well. Even the most strident of atheists in America today cannot fully escape the influence that Judeo-Christian beliefs have had in society, because that's just the type of society that we have. It is institutionalized. The church is not institutionalized, but the belief system is. And until you have a dramatic reimagining of American society, that cannot change. And until you have a dramatic shift in demographics to take away mentions of God without even any specificity as to what sort of God you're talking about, would seem to me be another example of the tyranny of the minority. In this case, the extreme, extreme, extreme minority. So that's just my example. I really respect the fact that you knew to look for that section of the Constitution.
It's Treaty of Tripoli, actually.
The Treaty of Tripoli, yes. Well, that raises some questions, because the Treaty of Tripoli would have the force of law, but it would not have the power to describe America. I wouldn't be surprised if it was found out later on by subsequent court rulings that the treaty overreached itself a little bit. But also, the treaty was talking about church and not religion. There's a difference. Anyway, well, you get you, the audience, get an idea of what could be some of the debate in that. And, you know, going back to the larger issue of Obama and his We the People forum, or whatever the hell that thing is, that is nothing but a publicity stunt, because you know damn well he is not going to pick a battle over In God We Trust, Under God. He's not going to pick a fight over that, over this upcoming election cycle. It's just, it would be ridiculous. It would be political suicide, because he can't afford to spend that kind of political capital. And also marijuana and all that stuff, which, by the way, I support legalizing marijuana. All of this stuff, it's just theater to make to make the people think that their opinions really matter, that Obama really gives a shit about what you and I and everybody else listening to this podcast really think. He doesn't. He couldn't care less. This is just
theater. You want to know? There's another petition here that I need to read to you.
All right.
We demand a vapid, condescending, meaningless, politically safe response to this petition. Since these petitions are ignored apart from an occasional patronizing and inane political statement amounting to nothing more than a condescending pat on the head, we designers would enjoy having the illusion of success. Since no other outcome to this process seems possible, we demand that the White House immediately assign a junior staffer to compose a tame and vapid response to this petition and never attempt to take any meaningful action on this or any other issue. We would also like a cookie.
Well, I'm sure the White House is giving them many, many cookies, just of the web variety. And also, you know, that's funny. At least some people know what they're getting into. At least some people can see what is really going on. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, do we have anything else that you want to talk about before we move on to my stuff?
Well, I know you were the one that added this, but three new heavy elements named. I'm not really excited about Darmstantium and Rentgenium.
I'm sorry, before you continue, I did not add that.
Didn't you? Oh, maybe I did.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't give. You're the chemist. I don't give a shit about these things. As a matter of fact, I thought I deleted that. I didn't even realize it was still in this list. But go on, talk about it. I have nothing to say about it, so I'll learn something. Go ahead, talk about it.
Just as a side comment, I'm shocked. I didn't think I added this in. I think I was like, oh, this is in already? Well, never mind. Well, it sort of seems like they added three new elements, Darmstantium, Rentgenium, and Copernicium.
So are they the extreme end of the periodic table, where they're like theoretical?
If you imagine or have a periodic table in front of you, there's the big table on, just like a big table, and then there's like a little list on the bottom.
That's right.
Well, they're in between there. They're normally have like, well, like they're not normally even shaded in sometimes. Like the lettering might not be shaded in. They're sort of, they exist for like thousands of a second or something like that. Like they make them in the laboratory and they exist and then they go poof and there's nothing.
There again. So they don't exist in nature.
That's what it appears to be.
So what's the point, coming from a chemist, what's the point of even doing this to begin with? Who cares? If they don't really exist, why go about making them?
Well, they're trying to make a heavier element that actually can exist, so maybe have a better steel or like a better metal for conductivity or something. But it just seems that we can't make anything heavier than what we have naturally.
What is the heaviest particle? Is that like a metal?
I don't have my table of elements in front of me. Here, let me.
Oh no, don't worry about it. Let's not waste time on that. I was just curious. But
it's probably a metal.
Would like iron be the most the heaviest?
No. Definitely not. That's fairly light.
What, you know, how about that? What about steel? Would the steel element be the?
Yeah, there's no steel element.
I know. There. I'm being an asshole. I don't want to spend any more time on this actually. And unless you want to, do you have anything you want to say? Are you happy they added this, or do you think it's unnecessary, or what?
I'm happy they added Copernicium. Named after Copernicus.
Yes, that's good.
It just seems that, they added three, but the Darmstantium, Rentgenium have already been used by chemists since like 2004. This is just the first time we've actually officially given them those names.
Oh, were they been ones that, like, were the unknowns in the periodic table?
depending on how old your periodic table is, they've already been named or are still like unium and stuff like
that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's that part of periodic table.
All right. Doesn't
really matter in all reality.
All right, so, and you know, going back to the In God We Trust, just for a second, what do you think about the House passing a resolution, not a bill, but a resolution, reaffirming In God We Trust as the official United States motto? What do you think about that?
Don't they have anything else to do? Really, it's like the economy is in dire straits. We're worrying about In God We Trust.
Well, not really. Both the House and the Senate are always passing resolutions for this and that and the other thing. Just because a resolution is passed does not mean that there was any time spent on it whatsoever. Now, I agree with you to an extent. This seems unnecessary. It was not in trouble. It was not in danger of going away anyway. And, in fact, this doesn't even have the force of law. This is a resolution, like I said. A resolution is a statement. It's not... It has no legal basis whatsoever. None.
I'm waiting for, House Resolution number whatever. Go Bears.
What's that?
Go Bears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's hope not. Now, that would be a new low for governance. All right, so... What do you think about parents being, let's say, uncaring about children's pain? Do you think that happens a lot? The parents saying, "Ah, oh, suck it up," or just not giving a shit about their kids' discomfort? Do you think that happens a whole lot?
Well, it depends on what type of pain you're talking about. If you're talking about something like a scraped knee or something like that, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if my dad say, "I'll suck it up. That's not that bad." But if something like a broken arm or something, yeah, I'm just like, there's a very small minority of like probably like a less than 1% that probably doesn't care about their kids. And they're the ones that do have their kids taken away from them. So, no, I think it's not an epidemic of parents not caring for the pain of their children.
Because you, if you listen to CNN, you would think that it was an epidemic, and that many parents were not being nearly as sensitive as they should be to their child's pain. You know what I think this is? I think this is an attempt to get parents into the mindset that children are far more fragile than they really are. So little boys cannot run around and be little boys, and little girls have to sit there and just, you know, do nothing. And that at the slightest sign of anything amiss, they need to be medicated. I think that's what this is all about. This is a concerted effort on the part of the intelligentsia of this country to dope up the population, starting with the kids. I realize some people might think that's a bit of a jump, but do you see where I'm going with that?
Definitely. Because this is just an extension of stuff like stranger danger, helicopter parenting. It's just the next step forward.
Exactly. This is also a way of getting people used to the idea of don't trust your neighbors, don't trust your parents, don't trust anybody, but trust us being authority, us being the government. We will protect you. We will care for your needs. Your evil parents don't care about your pain, but we do. We'll help you. And also, thereby, by extension, giving the government the power to say, you're a good parent and you're a bad parent.
It's, if you read this article, it's not just parents that are at fault. It's doctors as well.
Oh, so yeah.
Who's releasing this article? Is it like Merck or one of the other drug companies?
Well, I don't know who commissioned it, because you can be assured that somebody did commission it. But this was a CNN article, you know, just typed up in-house. This is written by a woman named Elizabeth Cohen, and she's the senior medical correspondent for CNN. So this is an in-house article. I'm sure it did not come from the ether. I'm sure it came from a specific drug company saying, "Oh, hey, you know what? Why don't you plant this seed in the minds of the readers of CNN.com?" Yeah, you know, doctors and teachers and parents are just, you know, they're not sensitive enough to kids' pain. They you know, kids need to be taken better care of. They need to be medicated more often for various ailments like a bruise or a runny nose or running a little bit too long, or you know, these kids need help and they're just not getting the help. And, you know, yeah, doctors are not playing by the script. Doctors know that it's not good to dope you up. It's not good to medicate you through the ass. So, you know, they're not playing by the script, and, you know, so now they're getting attacked as well. I predict, I'm going to start making predictions now, I guess. I didn't mean to. But I predict you're going to start seeing attacks on doctors as well, in addition to schools and parents, just because they're not playing by the rules. They're not playing the game.
Oh, this is a great article. Advice for parents. Ask your doctor about pain medication before your child leaves the hospital.
Exactly.
Ask your doctor when to give the medication. You need to be really aggressive in terms of asking questions. And fill out your child's prescription before you get home. This is a commercial. This is an ad.
It is.
It's like sort of like any type of like drug commercial you see on TV. Ask your doctor about Prilosec because you might need this.
And you see, it's perfect because people like us, you know, the drug companies and their PR agencies could just come back and say to us, "Don't you care about the children? Do you want to see little children in pain? Don't you care about the children? It's all for the children. Don't you understand? Don't you get it? It's for the children." I mean, it's insanity. It is insanity. I mean, you and I must be evil SOBs, because, you know, we obviously have not gotten the check in the mail. We obviously haven't gotten the memo, and we see the world for what it is, and this bullshit, I mean, it's just terrible. Any parents out there, just please don't be doping up your kid for every little runny nose or a temper tantrum. That's ridiculous. Now, free parenting advice, by the way, from a guy who doesn't have kids yet. So, take that for what it's worth. But anybody listening to this probably already is of a similar opinion as you and I are. So, you know, that was the most egregious story I think we have in this list. We just have, you know, people are getting pissed off that states, including Georgia, will not pay for a gastric bypass surgery. You know what that is, right? It's you know, you cut out a big part of the stomach, and so you limit how much food you can take in, and you lose weight.
I believe a friend's mom actually got that surgery.
Yes, yeah, it's getting to be less uncommon. It used to be relatively dangerous with like a 1 in 100 mortality rate. But now it's getting to be pretty common, unfortunately. But you know, and almost always this is elective surgery, almost always, and quite frankly, I don't think you as a patient should have any right to expect the government, be it local, state, or federal government, to pay for elective surgery. I just don't think that's I don't think that's right. Well, what do you think?
Truthfully, unless it's some type of plastic surgery because you got in an accident and you need to do some reconstruction. Other than that, I really don't. I agree with you.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good distinction that you made too, because reconstructive cosmetic surgery and augmentative cosmetic surgery are distinguished. They are split out, both in diagnoses and in insurance cases. So they're already separate instances. You're absolutely right. It's stories like that really just.
And I won't get in trouble because saying this, because the state of Pennsylvania doesn't pay for this shit.
Oh yeah. You know what? Yeah, warn me if we ever start to tread a little too close to home.
That's why I didn't say anything, because I knew there's no problems.
Yeah. For those of you who might have forgotten or don't know, ChemSlave is an undocumented state worker for an unknown agency. He toils away in dark, dank labs, laboratories, doing God knows what for God knows who. And sometimes we need to be careful about what he says. I've only recently, by the way, been able to say his name on the podcast, and I still don't do that often. So some of you might not even know what ChemSlave's name is. Andrew. So... is there anything else here that is absolutely essential that we talk about? I suggest you all go to justgangbypodcast.com and look at the show notes for episode 41. We have a lot of really interesting but really annoying stories.
This one is pretty annoying. Like Representative Joe Walsh of Illinois, he owes like over $100,000 in back child support, and he was honored by the Family Research Council Action.
By the way,
for unwavering support of the family.
I'm sorry, those people are awful. Those are the same people that try to boycott news. They try to boycott stations that broadcast like Dexter. You know the TV show, serial killer Dexter, and shows like that don't conform to family values. They would have those shows on at like 3 o'clock in the morning or not on at all. I mean, these people are just terrible. They talk about the tyranny of the minority just in the complete opposite, you know, respect. Now we have people that are crazy. This is basically a cover for an evangelical Christian organization. I'll just be honest about it. And these people are trying to force their own rigid morality upon millions, tens, hundreds of millions of potential people viewing these programs. Or listening to music, or playing video games, or anything else having to do with culture. These people are fascists in a certain respect. Just the absolute equal of left-wing organizations that do almost the mirror opposite of this. It doesn't surprise me. Joe Walsh is a... he has a lot of problems in his background. He is not the nicest man on the face of the planet. He's had some scandals. Obviously, you just mentioned one, but he's had some professional scandals as well. And that he gets any award whatsoever is just astonishing to me. So you were right to bring that up. You want to talk about the zero tolerance hugging policy before we go? That should be a quick one.
Yeah, I guess.
So Andrew, if you were like 7 or 8. And a friend of yours did something really, really nice for you.
Yes.
I don't envision you being the hugging type, even at that age. So this is probably not a good setup. but you can imagine how some people, especially young kids, might be of the hugging persuasion. I mean, they've had people hugging them the whole lives, if you have a really close friend and he or she did something nice for you, you might give them a hug. Or in later years,
someone do that to me in elementary school. Happened once.
Oh wow! Did you?
Sorry, that was the one time I did something good for someone.
Oh wow! Well, that's nice. Well, see, well then this story plays right into your life experience. So, do you think that person who hugged you should have been suspended for a few days?
Yeah, they assaulted me.
Yeah. Did you feel assaulted? You might have actually felt assaulted. I could envision you not being very happy about being hugged. But do you think that was really assault?
No,
of course not. Nobody. But some idiot school, this is a Fox News story, some idiot school district has a zero tolerance policy for hugging and suspended a student for 2 or 3 days for hugging somebody. Now, this is just... This is the reason why our education system is in the shitter. Because we do stupid things like this, and we don't give a shit about what they're doing in terms of reading, in terms of writing, in terms of arithmetic. Screw that. We've got to kick kids out of school for hugging. Just ridiculous. I just wanted to get that in there before we left, because that was just so off the wall. I had to mention it. I'm sorry. Do we have anything else we want to talk about before we wrap things up?
I don't
see anything I would necessarily want to bring out either. So we have a lot more stories, just so you know. So go to our show notes, like I said before, at justgettingbypodcast.com and investigate, because, you know, there's some pretty interesting stuff in there that we did not get to. And also, if you want to email us with any suggestions, any feedback, criticism, praise, what have you, our email address is feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. Feedback@justgettingbypodcast.com. So, Chem Slave, we will be returning on Friday with Technology Friday. So, have a good week until then.
Yep, you too.